a lot of us really live in fear. When I say we live in fear, I mean that we are scared to let go. We are scared to be alone. Forgetting that most of us ain't twins, we was born into this fucking world alone. We be scared to go to God and ask him to remove people that are that means us no good. But we only scared because we feel like the people that we genuinely love and we genuinely care about, that we're gonna find out that one of those people don't feel the same way about us. So when you go to God and you pray for him to move all them snakes out your grass, even if it's the closest people to you, people be scared that a lot of shit gonna get revealed that they scared to see. But see, I'm here to tell you, you can't feel being alone. You gotta be okay with being alone. Because guess what? Once you know your worth, you will never allow somebody to come and play in your face. Stop being scared to go to God and ask him to remove those snakes out your grass. That could be your mama, your best friend from fucking elementary school. That could be anybody around you. A job, a friend, a mama, a daddy, a cousin. Just because somebody is your family don't mean that they mean y'all no good. Stop being afraid to be alone. It's okay. You know what a lot of our fears, especially in our relationships, is that we gonna pray that prayer, and God is gonna come and remove that person that we thought we were so in love with out of our life. But guess what? I'm here to tell y'all, what we fail to realize is that we was living before that person came into our life, and eventually we'll be okay once they're gone. So stop being afraid to let people go. Stop being afraid to be by yourself. Stop holding on to people that mean you no motherfucking good in this world. Sometimes we be the total package just delivered to the wrong address. And if you the person that somebody done prayed out their life, that's okay too. Be okay with that. Everybody not meant to see a lifetime with you. Some people just there for a season. And the minute that we learn that and we be okay with that, the better off we will be. Stop dealing with shit that you don't have to deal with. Stop putting up with shit that you don't have to put up with. Stop being afraid to choose yourself because you're afraid of being alone. Sometimes you gotta be uncomfortable to get comfortable, if that make any sense to you. God will make you uncomfortable just so that he can move mountains in your life. But if you still holding on to all that bad shit in your life, how can he make shit happen for you if you still holding on to everything he trying to get you to let go of? You ain't perfect, you gonna make mistakes. And sometimes you gonna be the person that somebody pray out their life. And sometimes other people that you hold dear to your life is gonna be the people that you pray out of your life. But it's okay, because guess what? In order to move forward, you gotta take them steps forward. And that's just how life rolls. I say that all that to say that sometimes the people that envy you the most are the people closest to you. Don't let that go over your head.